John Whipfley goes moose hunting in Alaska and finds out that it ain't that easy. David Sparks, Sportsman Spotlight.
It was my first time hunting moose in Alaska. I hunt there with my uncle annually, and it was my first year out, and it was day 9 out of day 10. So we were on a 10-day hunt, so if I was going to shoot an animal, it would have had to been early in the day on the 10th day. We were hunting mountains, we were glassing, we were seeing some animals at a distance. Not a ton of action, saw some bulls, but no shooter bulls. On the 9th day in the morning, we started hiking down this mountain, and I hiked about 8 miles. He was on a Rokon, which is a type of motorcycle made for pretty hardcore off-roading. I hiked about 8 miles down, didn't see anything, hiked about 5.5 miles back up, and by this time, it was about an hour before sundown. And, you know, I was 13 miles in. I was completely broken down. I had a 40-pound pack on the whole time. And just kind of oddly met up with my uncle back on the trail. We didn't have any cell phone coverage, so it was just luck that we bumped into each other. And my legs were wobbly to the point where I basically told him I can't walk anymore. I got to take the Rokon back, you know, the other 3-4 miles or whatever it was.
Tomorrow we'll find out if John had any success at all.
Sure hope you outdoorsmen have enjoyed this episode of Sportsman Spotlight. I'm David Sparks. We will see you next time.